Hello and welcome back to Soul Speak, everybody. I'm your host, Sheldon Piznat, and in this session, we're going to be talking with Dr. Gene Logan about glyphs and sacred symbols, energy healing, and graceful, optimal health. Dr. Logan is an author, ordained minister. She's a doctor of nutritional healing and has an extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. Her books are now in over 90 countries, and all profits go to providing services for indigenous children. As a conscious channel of light for over 12 years, Dr. Logan receives symbols and codes that are amazing little powerhouses that can transform health, life, and well-being. And we're going to find all, we're going to really delve into that and what all that means in this virtual retreat masterclass session. It's going to be really, really interesting. We have Dr. Gene is revealing a new glyph that is just coming forward in this interview. So we're excited with that too. Hi, Dr. Gene. Welcome.
Hello, Sheldon. Thank you very much for inviting me to be here. I'm very honored and excited.
I'm honored to have you and excited to see what unfolds here and expose our audience to possibly something new and the type of energy work that they might not be familiar with and healing. I certainly know that I have a lot to learn here, so I'm excited for myself as well. Can we start with a real basic question? What exactly is a glyph?
That's a good question. Think about hieroglyphics, like the little drawings on the tombs in Egypt or drawings on the caves in the southwest of the United States. It's a drawing or a symbol that has meaning to it. In this case, these are drawings on a piece of paper that have power and meaning to them.
Drawings on a piece of paper that have power and meaning to them. You also call them sacred symbols. What makes them sacred?
Well, I'm given these by the highest divine, and I empower them. After I'm given them, I make a drawing and I empower them. I have a temple I've had constructed on my land in North Carolina on top of a powerful vortex. And when they're empowered, I have a ceremony where I invite all the beings of light that will join me. And when I say the statement to empower them, I ask them all to join me in putting their energy into the glyph as well. And so this makes it pack quite a punch.
I'll bet. I'll bet it does. I'm interested to know more about that process in and of itself, just your invocation and your inviting in of all these powerful energies. That sounds pretty phenomenal, first of all. But I'd like to back up and ask you how you got started creating these symbols.
Well, actually, I wasn't one of these children who could see and hear spirits and all that. I came in a very frightened person, and I lived in fear for years. I mean, fear controlled my life. I was so fearful that when I graduated from high school, I turned down a paid free college education because I was afraid that I would have to speak in front of people. And so my life just went on like that, and I was very depressed, and being a neurotic, I attracted an alcoholic, and so I accumulated a whole lot of emotional baggage over the years. But I was always seeking and I was always asking for help. So I had this fascination for glyphs and I didn't know why. I'd look it up on the internet. And then I received one in the mail from someone and it said that it looked like a picture of a centipede. A drawing of a centipede with a little wiggly line around it, and it said that this glyph would remove parasites from our body that held fear in us, and that we had this from the days of Babylonia and Atlantis. And I thought, oh, there was that magic word, fear. And so it said, use with integrity, and I wasn't sure how, but I printed it out, and it turned out to be a little drawing about 2 inches high. And I looked at it, and I must have been guided to put it to my solar plexus. And when I did that, I felt a tremendous commotion going on in my liver.
Wow.
And it was like something jumping around in there. And after a while it subsided, and I had the ability by then, through meditation and practicing guided writing, I had the ability to talk to them, speak to my guides, and I said, whoever could create a drawing on a piece of paper that would have that much power, I can do that. Anybody can do that. We all have the same power. And so I asked them how to do it, and they gave me instructions. Just draw the picture, decide what you want it to be, and have a statement, and then invite in powers of light to assist you. And at first, I tried a few things that didn't work, joy, energy. And then a friend called me, and she said she had broken a glass bowl where a piece had gone deep in her foot. She got the glass out, but this is 2 weeks later, and it was very badly infected. And she said, I don't want to take antibiotics. What can I do? So I asked her if she'd be willing to participate in a little research, and she agreed. And so I created two glyphs, one to kill bacteria and one to speed healing. And I emailed them to her. And the next morning she said, wow, she said, these are working. She said, the redness is gone, the swelling is gone, and the pain is gone, and it was on its way to healing. And so I realized I was finally getting somewhere. And so one of the first glyphs that I created after that was one to remove fear from the body, because I realized that is probably our biggest issue. And so after I created it, I put it on my solar plexus, and I could feel stuff being drawn out of my arms, out of my breasts, and I thought, wow. And so I just continued on from there. I created one to remove anger and resentment, to remove sadness, to remove guilt and embarrassment. And I just went on, and I tried to think of every emotion that we could carry. We carry this stuff in us. And this is what leads to sickness. Every sickness has at its core an emotional issue. And so I just kept on going from there, and suddenly it wasn't overnight, but within a short time, I felt the depression and the sadness leaving me. And at first, I didn't plan. I never planned on writing a book. I never, never would have dreamed of writing a book. And so I just kept doing it only for myself, because that's all I knew to care about at the time. And the more I used it, the better I felt, and the more I kind of opened up, and I realized that somebody else could get help from this. And I would even meet people, and they'd say, I'm getting a message, you're supposed to write a book. And I dragged my feet for a while. I had no idea how to write a book.
Tends to happen sometimes when we get those messages, doesn't it?
Right. And fortunately, my ex-husband was into computers, and when I started doing this, I was doing it on little 3x5 cards. And I had little pieces of paper all over the house. And he said, Gene, you can't do this. He says, you've got to get organized, he said. And he started putting them into the computer and organizing them. And what he created ended up being called the Holy Ground Farm Glyph Gallery. And it really was the beginning of my first book. And I couldn't have done it without him. And so I just kept on. Did one to kill bacteria and viruses and to detoxification. And I just kept doing whatever I needed. I was only thinking about at that time what I needed. Mm-hmm. And so finally I just got started making the first book. And it was mostly about emotional healing and detoxification. And after I finally got the first book out, I thought, that's it. Okay, that's it. But the glyphs kept on coming. I would have physical issues. I had a very serious heart problem. As a matter of fact, it was so severe that one time I wanted to go to a sweat lodge, and my guide said, do not go. Your heart cannot stand this. And I thought, whoa, I can't handle a sweat lodge. And I did have a lot of chest pains and so forth that were rather frightening. And so I started creating ones for physical issues. And I just started, you know, one right after another, you know, for the lungs and for every organ and gland. And my ex-husband had glaucoma and cataracts, so I created one for to heal that. And by golly, it did it. I just heard from him the other day, and he sent an email, and he says after 10 years, his glaucoma is still, his pressure is normal. So I just kept on working, and then that eventually became my second book. And the same thing. I thought, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm done. That's a lot of work. Putting out books is a lot of work. And so, but then the glyphs kept on coming. So I just I got a third one out and cards, and that was it. And I thought, okay, that's it. But I do keep getting more, but I'll just see where that all goes. It's one day at a time.
Uh-huh. You talk about what makes these sacred and a little bit about that process. Do you always call in the same energies into every glyph, or is it different?
No, at the beginning I would just Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Saint Germain, and whatever names I could think of, the sun, the earth. And, of course, the temple is dedicated to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has a vortex that has a cycle to it, and I go at the highest point. And so whoever I would think of, but eventually I got a copy of the CD by Tom Kenyon, Calling in the Sacred Names, and I would use that one. And sometimes I use that one, or other, I just call in beings of light who are here for our highest good, who are followers of the divine plan. I just try to address it that there are just beings of light.
Gotcha.
But not necessarily the same list verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how? I know how powerful it is just calling in, you know, these energies. So I love this concept of calling them into a symbol and then using that symbol to draw out or transmute energies that are of dis-ease, not of a high vibration. How do they work? Tell me more about how these glyphs work.
They're working through the light of God. The light comes in and literally transmutes any toxic matter or negative energies. And as this happens, as we are healed, so the earth is healed. And so each time it's probably more than I can really totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it just it's transitioned into light. And that's the best way to describe it. Because when I was creating the one for detoxification, I had some difficulty. And I knew a psychic surgeon. And she said, why don't you just have it transitioned into light? And I did that. And then I realized that's what it's supposed to be. It's everything is transition. You can transition anything. Like let's say you have some food, and it may have negative energy, and you just say, I transition all of this into light. And that's basically, that's an oversimplification. But not being a technical person on energy, that's the best way to describe it.
What's the placebo effect? How important is that with glyphs? In other words, how important is that people believe in this process or in them for them to work? Or, hey, is it going to work independent of the skeptic?
Well, they work very well on animals, and they don't believe anything.
Oh, that's interesting.
But on the other hand, they're not putting out any interfering energies. They're not sitting there thinking, well, if this doesn't work, I'm going to get my money back, or or why don't I feel anything, or, you know, I don't think it's working.
Right.
Because expectations and judgment, skepticism, are all energies that get in the way. So if a person, and I would say if you think like a dog, you'll be fine. But if you're judging it, and that's one of the biggest problems sometimes, people have expectations. They want to wake up with a new personality overnight or have instant healing, and healing takes time. I mean, I say, how long have you been collecting all this rubbish? So if you have a positive energy, there are many people who immediately something tells them, oh, that's it, I want those, I want to try those, I know that's going to work. If they have a positive energy, then that's a real plus, and that really makes their speeds up the healing. And many, I would say 80% of the women can actually feel the energy. They can literally put their hand on the page and feel the energy. And not quite as many of the men, I think, because they're not as sensitive.
Is there a symbol or glyph that will help a friend or a loved one?
Oh, that's a good question, because a lot of people, they want to help somebody else. And that's understandable. And so there is one glyph that's called reaching out. And you can put a person's name on that to help them. And it will go through a cycle of removing fear. One day it'll remove fear. One day it'll remove sadness. One day it'll remove heartache and different things. But you must ask permission of the soul. If you don't know how to do this by dowsing, then you just make a statement like, if the soul grants permission, then I ask the energy of this glyph be sent to this person, whatever their name. You could use a picture, or you can use a surrogate like a teddy bear or a doll. And it can be quite effective, although it takes time. And this cycles through for about 6 weeks, and then if that person still seems to be need more healing, then you just tell the glyph. Remember, the glyph has consciousness. Start over again at the beginning. And I know I used that for my sons, who I thought they would never get it spiritually. And after many, many times of cycling that through, all of a sudden the youngest one was reading Conversations with God, and the oldest, agnostic, signed up for a meditation class at a Buddhist temple. So I thought, well, who knows, one day never cease.
That's great.
And then what encouraged me is I get so many emails of the results. I mean, and the ones that are just so heartwarming are with the animals that get healing, and not just physical healing, but animals have emotional problems too, especially a rescue animal. And I always tell them when they get a rescue animal, use a glyph for sadness and resentment and heartache and fear of abandonment. And also it helps animals that don't get along. It's very effective. And I get beautiful stories and even pictures from some of them. But the one that was really touching was our own dog. We rescued about a 30-pound, she had a mixed breed dog, and she had a problem where she would get car sick every single time that we would take her out for a ride. And so I tried making different glyphs and emulating the frequency of Dramamine and different things. And then I asked, I said, what can I do to help this dog? And I was told that she had brain damage from starvation and dehydration as a puppy, and that I could help her by creating a glyph that would heal the part of her brain that was damaged. So I went ahead and created that. And we put it on, with this dog, we put it right on her. You can use a surrogate, or you can put it on the animal, although I recommend at night Cats would be more difficult. You'd want to use a surrogate because they have more hair. But anyway, I put it on. We put it on her crown chakra, and the books have pictures of for the chakras for the people and animals. We put it on the top of her head, and her eyes kind of went back and forth. She could feel something going on, and we put it on her every night for 2 weeks. And then she was about 90% better, and we did it for another 2 weeks, and she never got car sick again. So I went on to recreate that glyph, to do it like a computer program, that look at this part of the brain led by name, and if there's anything that needs healing, heal that part, and it would just go on. If this, then this, then do this. If this, then do this. I don't know if you're familiar with computer programs. And that has been, I really would like to try it on these football players who have injuries that are fatal. I mean, even though I don't mean they die right away, but they have damage that turns out to be fatal. And right. I would really like to see that. Being able to try on them to see if it would help.
And
but there are
so
go ahead.
So we, to segue a little bit here, we just hinted at how people use these. How do people use these symbols? Do they put them on them, on the chakras?
It depends upon which one you're using. Okay, let's say you're just starting out. I encourage people to always start out with the emotional healing glyphs first. That's in the first book, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs. And just to take one or two and tape them on your solar plexus. I would recommend getting some medical. There's a wide medical cloth tape that works real well. And putting it on your solar plexus and wearing it overnight. And if you're sensitive at nighttime, you can feel it drawing. In the daytime, you might not notice as much. But you could take a half a page and put them under your feet in a loose sock at night. That might be a bit intense. If you don't sleep well, that might bother you if you're sleeping, because you can literally feel it drawing out. But the feet are really have so many points of healing there.
They do.
Or you could take, like for the detoxification, I tell them to take the book has each glyph. Has a header page with a large picture, and it tells about what it is. Then it has what's called a patch page with 16 of the small of the same glyph, 16 of them. And you could take four of them of the detoxification, and I tell them to also take the parasite glyph at the same time, put them on top of each other, and tape them under your rib cage on the right side. And when you do that, before you go to bed, it would be surprising if people don't feel. You can feel it drawing something out of your liver. And then on the next night, you can try on the left side so it can work on your spleen. And the spleen is another place you could get parasites. The first time I tell them, use the parasite glyph with it, because even if you don't have them, there's no harm done. But a lot of people have parasites for years and do not know it. So it's just an insurance policy. And the same go ahead.
That's true. My neighbor, who has a rescue dog, and I was thinking it would be nice to he's my buddy. His name's Max, and he has some issues. It would be nice to have a glyph for him. I'd like to help him out. She had parasites for a while, and they didn't manifest and show themselves on her body for the dog. She's just going through this process, so perhaps I'll get the glyphs for parasites for her. It might be too late, but for some kind of healing. Anyway, the doctor said, it's probably been in her blood for something like 15 years since she was in the South Pacific decades ago. And they're just now manifesting in a complicated way in her body. So, yeah, we really can have parasites for quite a long time before they before we even know it.
Right. And you cannot detox your body if you have parasites, because they're always putting out toxins. So you have to, you really, and so it has a glyph for malignancy too. And I tell women to take a strip of four of them and put them inside the breast, and also a strip of ones to remove stagnant lymph, because often the breast is a point where that can happen. We can have stagnant lymph because of, in our culture we wear a bra, which is rather restricting. And so when I did this myself, I could feel it was quite intense. There's about three people have contacted me where early stages of breast cancer have been resolved with the glyph. And one man, it resolved his prostate cancer. And so I tell people, as insurance, for the man, especially over 40, just go ahead and put that glyph on the sacral chakra. There's nothing to lose. You know, there's nothing to lose. And the glyph for the heart and the circulation one, they can actually remove plaque in the arteries. When I take the glyph and put it on the chakra on the back of the neck, I can feel it working on these arteries on the side of the neck, clearing them out, because that's probably one of the biggest causes of dementia, is these arteries get clogged and the brain isn't getting enough oxygen. And that's one of the one cause of dementia. It's the brain is just not getting enough oxygen. So there's a lot of things that can be done with the glyph as prevention, mm-hmm. as well as healing.
Yeah, so fascinating, Dr. Logan. I'm eating this up. I'm loving it. A couple questions I'm going to fire off at you, kind of rapid pace. Number one, do people cut out these glyphs from the book? How does that work? Is that how it works?
Okay, it becomes in a printed book and they can get an e-book. The printed books are beautiful and they're nice to have. The e-books have the advantage where you've got it on the screen, you can just print out the page right from the screen.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you have the book, then you can just go ahead and put it in your copier, your printer machine, and make scan it and make a copy of it, or just copy it. So either way.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you. Second question. You use the word drawing out a lot here. So do we need to throw away the glyph after we've put it on our body for the evening? The next morning, do we toss it? You know, because does it have that energy still in it, what it's drawn out, and then we reprint it? No?
No. Okay. It can be used again if it's in good condition. If it's damaged at all, then tear it in half and throw it away. What I do is I keep a little inexpensive fishing tackle box that I, especially if you're going to pay for a real quality, then you don't want to be throwing it away. A really good quality paper can be a little bit pricey, but it's worth it. It's really worth it.
Okay. Okay, third question. Oh well, it'll come back maybe.
Right.
Here it is. I'm curious, you recommend that we start with the emotional healings, glyphs first. What's the case study? You know, what's your case study show as the example of how long does it take to transmute these fears, let's call it lower energies and denser energies of shame, anxiety, fear, guilt, blah, blah, blah. How long do we use these emotional clearing glyphs for, and then do we get to move on? Like, tell me a bit about that process.
Well, of course, it depends how much are you carrying with you. And then think about that, the big red onion, all right? And you can only take off one layer at a time. You can't dive in there to the center core. You're taking off one layer. And how much you have, it's taking out stuff from past lives as well. And the nice thing is it doesn't need to know what it is. I mean, it's not like going to a counselor and having him dredge into your secrets. It's just taking it out one layer at a time. And it would depend. I mean, we may have hundreds of past lives. And what are we carrying? You you know, how much toxic matter are we carrying? Have we been eating well all this time, or have we been living on McDonald's for the last 20 years? So a lot of how long it's going to take depends upon the individual, is what you're carrying inside of you. And
gotcha.
What clearing,
okay.
A lot of people have already started doing a lot of work on themselves. How much have you done so far, you see? So
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of different variables depending.
Sure.
And with the emotional healing ones, there's a man that was working with the glyphs down in Chile, and he channeled the Syrians. And he said, tell me about these glyphs. How many times should we use them? And they said, ideally 40 times. And I thought, whoa, 40 times. But that's really minor when you think about if you were pills, how many pills would you take? How long would you take your pills, you know?
Yeah, or all the times we've perpetuated those energy patterns in our body through our experience. Through 40 times doesn't seem like a lot.
Right. Well, even in the physical healing, the same way. As I mentioned, I had some heart issues, and I would get some really scary pain, so much so that I'd call somebody to let them know that I might have to call 911, which I don't know why I would do that, because I wouldn't want to go through what they put people through. But I had dogs at home, and, you know, you have to think about that if you live alone, that somebody takes care of your pets. But from when I started using the glyph, I never had another incident with the chest pains, but I was told to use it for 2 more months. So I would just wrap it in a piece of cotton cloth and put it behind my bra strap, which is only us girls can do that. And I could just wear it that way on the back of the heart chakra, which is where you would wear the glyph for the heart chakra or for the lungs. And so with the physical healing, that's... how long you wear it depends upon how bad is your situation. If you have a heart problem, it can heal a damaged heart, but how damaged is it, and so how long it takes is a big difference on how depending upon the person.
Right.
And what are you trying to do with the glyphs? If you're trying to heal a serious illness like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, you're going to have to use many of the glyphs, because the body has degenerated to a certain level that you're going to have to really work to bring it back up again. And so I put out I have a little protocol when people ask about dementia. I healed my dog of dementia. He started defecating in the house, and he was acting like a zombie. And so I used a teddy bear for him. I put a glyph on the top of the crown for healing the damaged brain. I put the glyph on the crown for detoxifying the brain, because I thought it could be aluminum, just like with Alzheimer's. And then I put a glyph on for neurological healing. And he never defecated in the house and within about 24 to 48 hours, he was acting, he was more responsive. And with another day, he was just back to normal. Of course, he was an elderly dog.
Yeah.
So it takes a little time. If it was a human, I would also tell him to. I would also put a glyph on the back of the neck to clear out the arteries for clogged arteries there.
Mm. This is a side question here for my personal knowing. Do you have a glyph for neuropathy by any chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Now, it's matter of fact, I heard from a fellow in China who said that he had diabetes and he had neuropathy. He said he had no feeling in his legs. And after he was using the glyph, he said he was taking a shower and he suddenly realized that he could feel the texture of the shower under his feet. And he thought that was exciting. There's a glyph I got a glyph for, I was told to write this one that would heal damaged nerve bundles. And that's the one that he used for that. But I had one man contact me that had bought the book. And he said, he called me, I knew him, and he's in his 50s, and he said, this is embarrassing to talk about, but he said, I've been impotent for years. He said he used street drugs, crystalline methamphetamine, is that how they call it? And he said it had damaged him so bad that it had damaged his nerves. And as he said, as he stated, he had trouble staying on top of his game in life. And so he used that glyph before he went to bed. He said he felt that, this is the one for the nerve bundles, he put it on his third eye, and he felt a warm feeling go through him, and then he went to bed. And then he said when he got up the morning, he said, it was back all the way. I felt like a 20-year-old, he said. Now, that is not going to help every case of erectile dysfunction because there are different causes to it. But for his case, it was damaged nerves. So that was just really an amazing story. Absolutely amazing.
That is amazing.
One of my favorite testimonials.
Yeah.
He was quite graphic in his testimonial, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to tone this down a little bit. And my son said, oh, mother, you women are such prudes.
Where's the best place to get these books?
Well, they're on Amazon, and they're also on my website, which is drjeanlogan.com. That's drjeanlogan.com.
Okay.
And if on Amazon, if you even just type in my name, Jean Logan, they will all come up, including the cards. They're cards. I did not want to do the cards, but people kept asking for them. But I encouraged them to get the book first because the cards are nice to have, but the books have such versatility.
Mm. And do you recommend the physical or digital download of the book? Does it matter?
That is a difficult one to answer. If you are in another country, the shipping is quite expensive. So if you live over in Europe or somewhere, and if you don't mind paying $30 for the shipping, that's up to you. But in this country, it's quite inexpensive. The books are nice to have, but the digital ones do make it easier to print. But there's something about holding a book in your hands, so I can't really say one is better than the other. I think you have to decide whether it's more worth it to have the convenience of just printing from the screen.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Although I do have copies of first book. Yeah, my first book I put a double page in there of all the glyphs, so that one you can, my first edition of my first book, you can just tear a page out of the book and still have a page.
Ah, that makes it easy. Okay.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
And as a little precursor, if people want, they can take you up on the free gift that you're offering. If you go to the button, everybody, and claim your free gift, Dr. Logan is offering a glyph, her first glyph, I believe, correct? The glyph to remove fear?
Yeah, that was, well, you're right, that was one of my first glyphs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's really wonderful.
That's a pretty foundational glyph, in my opinion. Works on dogs,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it works on dogs. And I added to it to remove the fear of thunder, which many dogs have.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah, my as I was telling you, Max, my neighbor's dog, we had a little thunder and lightning here just a few nights ago, and it scared him pretty good. So, okay, so that is right there, free gift, which is the glyph to remove fear on Claim Your Free Gift Now. And that is going to be, I would imagine, a digital download. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so we just print that out. And how do you suggest we use that, Dr. Logan?
Well, you can use that any way you want. It's got the page of the 16, and I would suggest you start by putting one on your solar plexus. If you can handle it, you could put a half a page of them, eight of them, under your feet. If it keeps you awake, then back off a little bit. You could wear it in the daytime, but you'd have to have some way of protecting the glyphs. And I don't know, lamination works too well because under it, your feet sweat, that would get in the way. It wouldn't be too comfortable under the feet in the daytime. But
can
that's
you
how
wear
I would
underneath
start
the sock? Between the sock
sure.
and the shoe? Okay.
Sure, sure. But if you have a paper that would hold up to it, but a normal piece of paper that's just typing paper probably wouldn't last too long like that.
No, it wouldn't. I
you
was thinking
if
they were laminated. Yeah.
If it was laminated, yeah, you could. Yeah, that would be a possibility. A soft, if you can get the soft lamination like they have at Walmart or something like that. And I wouldn't uh-huh. recommend the hard lamination that you put in one of these machines because it's too hard.
Okay. So solar plexus, bottom of the feet.
Right.
Just
right.
to be clear, when you're saying solar plexus, you mean like the heart chakra area?
No. Okay. The solar plexus, yeah, if you feel up there, but your rib cage where it comes to an upside down V, where the ribs come
right
together there.
Gotcha.
That's where your solar plexus is. You could put it on the heart chakra, but the solar plexus is kind of like Grand Central Station. It accesses all the other parts of the body.
Okay.
So that's a good main place to start with the emotional healing glyphs. The other glyphs, you would use them wherever the issue was. If you have a problem with your heart, you put it on the back of your heart. If you have a joint problem, you would put the glyphs on that wherever that joint is. Depends upon what you're using it for, but the chakras are always the best place unless there's a specific injury you're using them for. There's a tissue repair one that makes us healing a lot faster, so you'd put it, protecting it from any damage, you'd put it right on the place of the injury.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah,
pretty clear.
And then the free glyph also has where the chakras are and gives you a lot of information on the use. And it also has a copy of the first chapter of my book, which tells a lot about the background about how the glyphs are used and how they started.
Oh, great. So there's a guide as well as the first chapter, too. Perfect.
Right. Gives you a lot of information. Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go grab mine. And I recommend everybody else do too. Why not? What have we got to lose? I mean, what a wonderful modality for healing, right? We just use a symbol and put it on our body while we sleep. It's great.
Healing from the light of God is the healing of the future. And that's what this is. This is the healing of the future. I do all my healing. I mean, I don't go to doctors for anything. I don't go for mammograms, and I'm not telling anybody not to. I mean, I don't do. I've healed myself of many, many issues with these.
Nice.
Absolutely powerful, wonderful healing tool. And tools only work if you use them. So if anybody gets them, the important thing is use them. Use them. Keep using them.
Thank you for that reminder, because it can. Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, Dr. Logan, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to share with us before we close out this wonderful masterclass?
Well, Sheldon, I would like to thank you. This is just wonderful. I encourage everybody to try these out, and I want to send everybody my blessings and lots of love out there and also much abundance, too.
Oh, thanks. I'll receive all of that for everybody in lieu of nobody else's response. I'll just accept that for everybody,
right.
And I'll send it to everybody as well. Thank you so much for being here again in this wonderful collective, and we're all moving forward together, holding virtual hands, so to speak. So thank you for being a part of that. And Dr. Logan, thank you for being here. And blessings to all of your work. And we'll see everybody on the next session. Until then, have a great day. Mm-hmm.